To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the number of kids being homeschooled has increased by 80% since the start of COVID. Figures from Stuff show that there are now more than 11,200 homeschoolers. The president of New Zealand Principals Federation, Cherie Taylor-Patel, joins me now. Hi, Cherie.
Oh, kia ora, Heather.
Why are there so many homeschooled kids?
Well, I think over the 3 years of COVID, we have seen parents opt to homeschool in some instances. And other parents also gone to Te Aho or Te Kora.
No, okay, Cherie, sorry. Your phone line...
Correspondence school?
I'm just going to stop you there. Your phone line is really dodgy. Is there anywhere that's a little bit better reception-wise?
Let me just see if I can find a space. Is that going to work for you? How's that?
Yeah, we'll have a little crack at that. Anyway, carry on. Why are they doing this?
Yeah, why are they doing it? Well, there's a lot of different reasons why parents homeschool. Initially, with the COVID pandemic, some people were highly anxious about sending students back to school. You had a group of parents that perhaps were influenced by some misinformation about, you know, what schools were and weren't going to do to students with masks and things like that. Mm. But then there's always been a group of students that have had high health needs or have been neurodiverse or have needed the curriculum adapted. And one of the ways you can do that well is to go the homeschooling route.
In some cases, we're hearing that the parents are as good as illiterate. Are you seeing this?
At the moment, we don't have any sightlines as to how things are going, and because the responsibility of monitoring students goes to the organisations that are overseeing those students. So the Home Learning Association and then the Correspondence School, both of those organisations, they would have internal systems and structures set up to be monitoring, checking in with parents and students and making sure that the learning is going on.
Okay, so Auckland Principal Stephen Lethbridge said he'd previously seen the Ministry approve homeschool applications when parents were functionally illiterate. We'd write to the Ministry, he says, and we would say, we don't think that's a good idea, but their homeschooling application was still granted. Have you seen any of that?
So I know in some instances principals were highly anxious about some of the applications that were approved because they were going to families where we knew that there were other issues, wider issues in that family. And
oh, hold on. Okay, so are we...
students were at risk.
Right, you know? So basically, the ministry would look at the situation, Cherie, and would say, geez, these parents are not going to actually be able to teach the kids to read because they can't read, but there's all this other stuff going on, so we're going to say yes.
Well, they wouldn't potentially have checked, have gone that far into the process. They would have said yes because the parents applied. They would have gone through the system. Like, for instance, the Homeschooling Association, they do parent training, right? So you would expect that if there's going to be an issue, that it would be picked up at that point, and then that association would then be saying either, no, this is not going to work out, or they would be referring them back to the ministry. And we just don't know exactly how robust that system is.
Do you worry that when eventually these kids do come back to school, because maybe they will, maybe they'll realise this is not working, the family, and then they send the kids back to school, do you worry that you guys are going to have to pick up the pieces here?
Well, when students come back to school, you know, we've already got a situation where you've got lost learning time, and you need to be able to start with where students are, and you need to be able to create the program that's going to work for them, and then go forward from there. And, you know, all schools are in that situation right now where they're needing to do that to some extent because COVID has been such a disruptor.
Right. Cherie, thanks for that. Cherie Taylor-Patel.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.